methodology of travel. From here it makes sense that is a boat, of course. Because once you step onto that plane out there, you go anywhere you like in the world. That great plane out there touches every nation, except a few. So, and in fact, if you take a reality, you can sail inland from Limerick in Ireland, except for the crossing of the Channel, to Vladivostok. So a boat takes you through the entire inland systems as well as round the sea. And you can launch 5 or 6 boats and have them go as often as you want to, if you so want. Or you can own your own blimp and drift off in the westerly wind. The occasional burst of solar power to a pretty sophisticated motor, you go anywhere you want to. And that is a current technology too. So you don't want roads, and you never did. And you can walk as far as you want to too. And you can do 600 kilometres without much effort in about 10 days regularly. So you can trot around the world. And in fact, I think I've trotted around the world. In fact, I once rode around this coast in a small 7-footer. And that over that 2 years, I travelled 1,800 kilometres just poking about in a rowing boat. I don't need to stretch that out very far, and I'm in England. Just have to duck over to King Island on a nice day, which I can do, stroke across. And, you know, I mean, I don't mind spending 5 years going around the world in a rowing boat. Suits me fine. I like it, and it's not even exercise. It's just like breathing. So there's no real worry about getting about. And in fact, if you look at the older groups of people, they tended to really get about more than modern groups. Getting in a car and going down a road is not getting about.
We travel more distance, but we don't see as much.
We don't get into it at all. I mean, imagine going from here to Brisbane and staying at motels on highways. You've gone nowhere. You've travelled tarmac and stayed in motels, and if you can tell one motel from the other, good, I can't. So you've seen nothing and gone nowhere.
Tell us a bit about this three-year trip around the island.
I'm the sort of fellow who always defines my own work. So one day I was sitting in a museum cataloguing vertebrates. I was a curator of vertebrates. And I said to myself, Jesus, I don't like being in here. So I went up to Inland Fisheries and said, there's a bloke called Hobbs there. And I said to him, I'm from the museum. You know, I've been thinking, you need a survey biologist. You guys don't even know the species of fish in the state. How can you pretend to administer them? He said, I've been thinking that for a long time. I said, what I'll do for you is I will row on and in every patch of water, catch every species of fish and record and map them for you, and it'll take me 3 years. He said, what sort of boat do you want? I said, one I can carry with a glass bottom in it, one I can put on my back. He said, you're on. So I had a 3-year contract to survey the waters of Tasmania, and I bloody did it. I just did it. The way I went. They didn't see me for months at a time. Yeah. I've always done that.
But did you actually row right round?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't row all the coast, right? But I rowed for thousands of kilometres into the river mouths, down the Robe, all round the lake.
Row down that bloody southwest.
All round down there, carried me boat, plonked it in, did little short dashes along the coast, rowed up rivers. Yes, of course I bloody did.
You can actually row hop jumping.
Well, I can. I don't know whether you can. Sometimes I dropped the boat into rivers I couldn't get it out of. Very embarrassing. I could get to a river and carry my boat and put it in, and I'd get down somewhere. There was no way I could walk out with a boat. You know? So some of the hitchhikes on boats, right? On fishing vessels or something. So lift me on. All right, so I did it for 3 years. So where did we get to that? Well, I just say, you know, travel is no problem, right? Travel is no problem. A few pieces of wood and you're off. Just take it quiet and you get a long way. So what is the point of a fiscal economy? The point is that it's really an invention that feeds upon distrust for the benefit of stupidity. And if you don't tell me that greed is not stupidity, then you're not thinking. Because in any area we're in a finite resource, and here we are, all together, sitting in a finite resource, it doesn't make sense to be greedy. It makes sense to increase the procreative resource so that greed, that's what makes sense, that's what's intelligent. Stupidity is to grab what you can. Intelligence is to make so much that there's no need to grab anything. That's intelligence. Stupidity is greed. On a broad enough scale, it becomes evil. If you ever wonder what evil is, it's stupidity on a large scale.